It was a great morning at the Oklahoma National Stockyards on the final Monday of the trading year 2016 as a donated calf was sold and resold 28 times total to provide money for the All-American Beef Battalion. Right after that auction, yours truly and Sam Knipp of American Farmers and Ranchers had the opportunity to visit with Bill Brody, founder of the All-American Beef Battalion.
And Bill, we had just had a pretty good auction here today, it looks like.
If that's just pretty good, I'd like to see great. No, it's fantastic. These people here are so generous, and they've done this. And I don't swerve me to this, but I think this should put us right around $300,000 they've raised since they started doing this. They did $47,000 the day on what they had in, and so it's just phenomenal. Just phenomenal.
Why do you do it?
Well, I got spit on when I came home, and I saw the media trying to treat these kids the same way, and I thought, what can I do? Well, I only know two things, what the Marine Corps taught me and what my dad taught me, and one of them's cattle business, and I think we got the best product in the world, and I think it's a great way to advertise it. Most of these kids have never had a steak like we cook them. It's an 18 to 20 ounce ribeye, and it's falling apart when you put it on their plate, and they are very grateful. I just can't believe anybody cares enough to do what the cattle industry is doing for them. And I tell them all, they've got to say no to chicken. It's foul.
How's 2016 treated as far as the activities?
It's been a little slower, we're probably not – we haven't done as many feeds this year probably. Part of it is – my crew wears down after a while, but we're getting some new people in and some new excitement, and for a little while we're going about every weekend, and it's just since none of them are getting paid to do it because they're not a salary paid in our organization, well, it's they got to take time away from their business and their jobs, and so. But we haven't had as many deployments, and we've widened it a little bit on what we're doing, like today. I got three guys cooking at Fort Dodge Old Soldiers Homes for these old World War II vets. They're feeding about 200 of them today at Fort Dodge, Kansas. And not really in the parameters we set for ourselves, but those men and women that fought in World War II in Korea darn sure earned it. And it kind of feels like a North Korea day out there today.
Well, you touched on it briefly, but you say this is 100% of what's raised here goes back into it. There's no overhead, no administrative costs, nothing.
None. In fact, I'm the CEO of it or chairman of it. I didn't like a minister we had very well, so I tied to the beef battalion every month now instead of that. So, no, there's nobody in there that gets paid. We reimburse some mileage and stuff like that because as much as we go, it gets pretty expensive. And we pay for all our cooking equipment, except one trailer that Safeway Foods gave us is owned by individuals. I own one trailer with a cooker and convection ovens on them, and you know I've got $25,000 in it out of my pocket. So I mean, and I've got two guys that own about six of those that no charge to us, so we'll pay for repairs on them, you know, and our motel bills. But one night I was going to put Meals at a Restaurant on their card for beef battalion card, and I thought my volunteers going to lynch me. We'll pay for our own.
Well, you've had donations from other folks besides just beef. You got the corn and other items.
Colorado corn growers have been phenomenal. Don't quote me on this. I better not even say a number, but I think it's around $100,000 they've given us over the last 5 years. And then just individuals that, I pulled up at a gas pump with my beef battalion signs on my vehicle and have a guy hand me a $100 bill because he'd heard about it on the radio. So, I mean, it's, you know, you don't know where it's going to come from, but it comes. And there's been times when we've taken on feeds that we wonder how in the world we're going to pay for them. But I think the Lord likes it, too, because the money comes in when we need it. You know, I've taken it on feeds when we didn't have the money to do it, and everybody's wondering, are you crazy? And, you know, the money comes in. You know, the money just comes in, and it's It's just very humbling for me to be a part of it.
Okay. What do our troops say back to you? In other words, what sort of feedback? Give us a couple of stories.
Well, you know, they just can't believe we care that much. You know, and I'm getting letters back thanking me, and, you know, they just, but more than that, they just, we're trying to thank them, and they're coming through thanking us because they can't believe people care enough to do something like this for free. You know, some of the neat stories are some of our volunteer donors, like a young man in Rock Springs, Wyoming, that I think this is the fifth year. I think he's done it 5 years now. Started when he was about seven, giving $500 a year to us from off his 4-H project. Mm. And this young man, I never saw the movie Bringing Chance or Bringing Chase that was on HBO about bringing the body of a young Marine home, but this young Marine that was killed was a friend of their family's. And this young man was interviewed by a magazine, and they asked him why he did it, and he said, well, I'd just like to buy some of Chance's buddies a steak. You know, and you know, you get stories like that that from these young guys. Well, right here in this auction, Ben Hale's son, Zeth, and I saw him get up in front of a bunch of folks in his hometown and stick his finger in these old men's faces and say, wouldn't you buy a soldier a steak? And I think that day Zeth raised about $5,000 for us. So, I mean, there's some pretty neat salesmen out there.
Bill Brody of the All-American Beef Battalion, his website is www.stakes4troops.com. www.stakes4troops.com. I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.